everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
When choosing a metal roof for your home, some important things to consider are curb appeal, weather resistance, and of course, durability. At Mueller, we've got you covered with all that plus more. We offer many styles, including our new line of standing seam metal roofing panels. These sleek panels offer unsurpassed structural performance, making them a great solution for both commercial buildings and residential homes. Rest assured that when you have a Mueller metal roof overhead, you'll receive protection from the elements, along with beautiful paint coatings that will remain fresh and vibrant for decades. You'll also get peace of mind that your roof is designed and manufactured in-house, as well as warranted by us, your Mueller team. Visit MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our extensive roofing photo gallery and color selector tool to find the perfect Mueller roof for your home.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Lots going on today here in the markets with another case of African swine fever found in South Korea. Meanwhile, cattle contracts saw some sideways trading going on while the corn market started to strengthen. December corn futures today up 3 cents at $3.71. The Dow Jones down 57 points and the NASDAQ down 30 points. In live cattle today, the December contract opened at 105.22.5 and has since then gingerly stepped up to 105.42.5. With cutout value sharply lower today and a large movement of boxed beef, futures have been discerning in how much they can bite off today. Deferred live cattle contracts, meanwhile, all lower today, which could be somewhat due to the strengthening of the corn market. Today on the Fed Cattle Exchange, 1,229 head of cattle up for sale, 281 actually selling. Buyers today were reluctant to touch anything at $102. Cash bids remain elusive and asking prices around $103 plus in the south and $167 to $170 in the north. Box beef cutouts today sharply lower, down $1.21 at $218.56 in choice and select, down $2.16 at $191.75. Box beef movement up significantly today at 109 total loads. Feeder cattle opened today at 137.30 and has since shifted to 137.42.5. Feeder cattle have two things working against them right now, that including the indecisive live cattle market and two, a strengthening corn complex. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today with corn near the daily highs up 2 to 3 cents, which has been up around a nickel from the overnight lows. Soybean trade 5 to 6 lower today, milled $2.50 lower today, bean oil slightly higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 3 to 6 cents higher today with the Kansas City-Chicago spread more than 80 cents today. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.